Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here I stand, feet firmly planted in front of God. Passing out hopes and prayers. It's all going to work out, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know I am the ultimate optimist in Tucson radio. Right here is Breast Prize of Freedom at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, live local organic radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Only got a couple of precepts. You guys know it. Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. And I believe, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you all just ought to be slaves, right? Maybe you all just ought to march into the Euphrates River because somebody else said to, right? I actually don't believe that. I believe each and every generation must necessarily fight for their own freedom with knowledge, wisdom, courage, and education. I mean, I kind of twist this around like Reagan said it, Kennedy said it, and I say it. I kind of believe in this stuff, guys. I only can walk in here because I do believe something. I have a faith and a belief in something probably stronger than most people. Kind of like the guys that promote me and actually help me come in here. The guys at Perfection Auto Works actually have the honor, the integrity, and strength to actually put their money where their mouth is. They put it behind me. This is in the Perfection Auto Works studios, and Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works do believe in what I say. They've never backed down from that. They believe in this republic, they believe in what they do, and they believe it's time to fight. They're not backing down. They ain't backed down since I walked in here and called for revolution the very first time. Oh, he did what? Yeah, I called for revolution right between your earlobes, guys. It's between your ears. It's between your temples. The revolution starts inside your mind. It doesn't start with gunfire, ladies and gentlemen, even though it did in 1775. The revolution starts inside your head. And the guys at Perfection Auto Works would like to tell you it's very simple. Call them at 323-8650, and you will talk to a man that can actually do the work. It's a real complex deal, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Emery actually has the ability to do every single job in that shop. He's kind of like I was in the old days. Real simple. If you can't do your job, pack your crap, get out of here, and I'll do it. That's how I live. I don't need, you know what? We all need hands. I get it. Mike understands this. You got to be able to do the work before you can ask someone else to do the work. It's a big deal. If you can't do it yourself, how can you employ someone else to do it? Because if that man has a question and he can't walk up and talk to the proprietor thereof and ask him, hey, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do right here. Well, if you're a proprietor thereof, you got to be able to walk out and get involved. That means pick up a rifle and get involved in a shooting match, ladies and gentlemen. Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works taking care of cars in this town for 25 years with honor, integrity, and strength. And they ain't backing down from my message. They're not backing down from the message of the Ten Commandments or the Ten Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America. They can read both of them. You can stop by and pick up a copy anytime. At 1046 North Beverly, you can get a free copy of the Constitution if you care anymore. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's done. Maybe it's just time to go and, I don't know, ask somebody, vote for them to steal other people's crap like mine and give it to you. We don't believe in that. Not at Brush Fires of Freedom. Not anyone here believes in that. I don't think any... Well, you know what? I need to shut up. I was about to say, I don't think anybody at KBOI believes that. But then again, there are some commies that walk in here. And they're proud of the fact they would support theft of people that actually do it to pay for people that don't. And they walk in here daily. Wow. Nice job, guys. Marxists and commies walk in here every day. I'm not one of them, ladies and gentlemen. Also brought to you by the way better half of me. She is not a commie. She's no. Oh, no. No, Danny's a capitalist, ladies and gentlemen. She's a way better half of me because she is a capitalist. She understands the concept of running her own business, making things better, actually doing something better than the medical system out there. You guys know I do not practice Western medicine unless I get shot in the freaking head. I might actually do Western medicine. Actually, if I got shot in the elbow, I could actually probably do Western medicine. Well, my back's hurt. Do I do Western medicine? The answer is no. Danny is actually a provider of non-Western medicine. Tamneo Technology, plates and screws. If I do screw up, do the Humpty Dumpty thing, I get it. You know, shatter one of my knees, she got me all figured out. I know orthopedists around town that actually are on my side. And DOs in this town that are on my side. MDs in this town don't like me. There's a reason for that. They have prescribed this country into a medical disaster. And they won't tell the truth. Danny and I will tell the truth. You can find Danny at biomedllc.org. Talk about the way better half of me. My root cord, right? You're kind of hanging around with your guitar. You got your root cord. And Danny's my root cord. My level, my ground rod. Taking care of me for years and years and years and keeping me straight and narrow and keeping me out of trouble. Also brought to you by the guys right down the street, my brothers in arms at Frontier Towing. 3630 South Dodge again, and I know I pound on this, guys. I don't like it. Things are going to break. It's a normal condition, ladies and gentlemen. Mechanical things break. When they do break, and you're on the side of the road, and it's not a good day. I get it. It's about to get hot. Belts and hoses, belts and hoses, belts and hoses, but even then, cars break. When they do break and you're on the side of the road, call them at 748-1100. They will get there as fast as they can to get you off the road. I don't like cars on the side of the road because that creates a dangerous situation nowadays. I've trusted these guys forever. Not with my cars, with my life. Joe and Jimmy at Frontier Towing, I've known these guys for 25 years. They haven't backed down on this town. They're not going anywhere. Either am I, either is Danny, either is Mike. Even though I thought about it one day, because I'm going to tell you guys a story. Let's do this thing, ladies and gentlemen. I have to tell you guys a story because I had a condition in my life about a year and a half ago. And I was on the air. Me and my dad are very close friends, as many of you know. Me and my dad are best of friends. I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world. Family's everything to me. Friends are everything to me. But my father has turned into one of my very best friends. And about a year and a half ago, I remember I was on the air and I called my dad. And I was like, Dad, you know, I'm just about sick of this crap. I had come up with a two-year plan to get out of my work and actually kind of bail out of the system we call, you know, getting stolen blind every week. And I call my dad. I'm like, Dad, we got that cabin up in the middle of nowhere. And Moab, my hometown, I think if I came back there, we could actually fix that town. We could actually do something. And if Sean came to town, I could fix that little town. I could actually save the place. And I remember the words my dad said, and it was about one of the toughest conversations I've ever had, ladies and gentlemen. When my dad told me, he said, you know what, buddy? Sorry, you left here in 1984 and you didn't come back. And your buddy next door, Obie, left in 1983 and he didn't come back. And for you two crazy little sons of bitches, when you two left, about 40 to 50 of these crazy pukes came to this town and replaced you. The same as a lot of these little mining towns in the middle of nowhere in Utah, Colorado. I don't know, towns out in Kansas. Little towns out in the middle of Montana that have actually been overrun by commies. Moab got overrun, ladies and gentlemen. I told my dad, I said, I can come back and I can fix it. And he basically told me I couldn't. It's too late, Sean. It's too late. You know, I kind of go back. I fall back to my water bill in Tucson, Arizona, to my water bill in Moab. And I kind of saw it the other day because I've been doing so much research on Moab. I'm trying to figure out, you know, this place has got to be normal, right? It's all going to be normal. Well, they pulled it off up there, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't just pull it off in Arizona. They didn't pull it off in Tucson. They haven't pulled it off in California, in Bell, California, where they stole everybody blind, in Tucson, Arizona, where they stole everybody blind, at the Arizona State Legislature, where Doug Ducey stole everybody blind with his $32 freaking tax. Moab actually pulled it off this year. The voters actually control the salary of the mayor and council. In 2019, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor made $6,641 a year, and a council member made $4,413 in Moab, Utah. I'm kind of thinking, oh, well, of course, here in Arizona, people will say, oh, you'll never get anybody to do. Well, hey, it's kind of like being a teacher. Hey, jackass, if you run for this position, you already know what you're going to get paid. In 2019, the benefits for the mayor was $1,680, making his total $8,141 a year. Again, what, did he get drafted or did he run for that? Well, it would be number two. Council member back in the day was $4,413 a year. Their benefits were $398 a year, and that totaled $4,810. Even in little towns like Moab, Utah, ladies and gentlemen, theft and corruption is coming. It's kind of like way back in the day in Rome. You know, Caligula came along and they started stealing people blind. In Moab, Utah, next year, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, it's not just here. It's every single little tiny burg in America is turning into a bunch of thieving frigging commies, taking people for everything they can. In the year 2020, ladies and gentlemen, apparently the mayor and council, they couldn't actually raise their own salaries. But what they did this year, do a little math lesson, right? In 2020, the mayor is going to make $6,461, just like last year, right? But the benefits increased from $1,680 to $14,243, raising the total benefits from $8,141 to $20,705 in this tiny little burg in southeast Utah I grow up in. I don't know where that's 150% everywhere I went to school. 150%. Well, the council members, apparently they were voting that week too. None of the citizens showed up, basically pulled their swords out, burn the place to the friggin' ground. And I'm not advocating violence, ladies and gentlemen, but theft is theft. Don't hit, don't steal. That's right out of the Bible, right? Well, they did steal. The council members used to make $44.13 a year. Well, they still make that. But their benefits went from $398 a month to $12,986 a year. I can't even do the math. It didn't happen in Arizona. It happened in Moab, Utah, ladies and gentlemen. Because of the unfettered ability to steal bread from the mouth of labor, the council members in Moab, Utah went from $4,810 a year to total compensation of $17,399 a year, which is basically called a 320% increase, ladies and gentlemen. I'm picking on this little town right now because I used to call it my backstop. I used to call it my ground rod. That was my root cord. Moab, Utah was the place. And way back in the day, and I'll go history minute right now, ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Jefferson said it. He had some pretty kick-ass quotes. That's Thomas Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen, not George. He said this in 1797, "Who will govern the governors? There is only one force in the nation that can be depended upon to keep the government pure and the governors honest, and that is the people themselves. They alone, if well informed, are capable of preventing the corruption of power and of restoring the nation to its rightful course if it should go astray." They alone, my commentary, the people, if they are pure and honest, are the safest depository of the ultimate powers of government. Thomas Jefferson. I mean, we've already done this little school of mine. Four men: Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Paine, Samuel Adams, and Patrick Henry. Every one of these guys, they weren't just statesmen, ladies and gentlemen. They told us the future. They wrote it down in their memoirs. They told us what was going to happen. They didn't back down. They were not afraid. Thomas also said, and I'll get out in 1 second, when once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. Those of you in the audience, nuclear clock says 1:22 today, 2 June, Anno Domini 2019. Do you believe that we have the power to actually do anything? Come back. I've got a man that's actually going to tell us a story from 54 years ago. And where I'm at right now, ladies and gentlemen, is very simply this: quit hitting, quit stealing, quit voting for people that hit, quit voting for people that steal, or we are basically down the drain, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Nice job. Behind the glass, John Couch, ladies and gentlemen, the best produced radio program in Tucson, Arizona, because of you, John. And thank you for what you do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually going to bail out of this for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, because way back in the day when, let's see if I can do the math right here, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I went to public school, so let's see. Oh, no. One up, John. One up. Right there. Look at me and John go. We're actually working together like a team, ladies and gentlemen. 1965, ladies and gentlemen, that'd be 54 years ago. Actually, I didn't have math when I was in school. I just kind of stumbled through high school, right? You know, my dad had to come down there and get me out of school about 12, 15 times because I was a troublemaker. I was a Christian anarchist even when I was like 10 years old. 1965, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes people forget what we were told. You know, what did Jefferson say? And be Thomas, not George, guys. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The government you elect is the government you deserve. Run out and get some more of it, ladies and gentlemen. Get some more of these people stealing you friggin' blind. Every time they show up, let's see, Memorial Day, what'd they do? Oh, it was a bipartisan deal to actually jack you out of your money. Like I say, I would much, honest to God, ladies and gentlemen, I have so much more respect for a guy that would actually stick a freaking gun in my window and steal me blind. At least I got a chance to resist. I have much more respect for a petty thief than these political types that steal us freaking blind every single day. I can't resist the political system, ladies and gentlemen. I can only resist them when they come to my house. And I'll tell you what they ain't got. These suit and tie wearing sons of bitches ain't got the swinging set to come to my house. Because I got you 8-1. You suit and tie guys come to my house, I've got you 8-1. And that means, very simply put, 8 of you are dead, and then you get me. Mr. Paul Harvey, ladies and gentlemen, when I was a kid, he had some pretty good ideas. And this one, I'm going to let him play this whole thing out. John, go ahead and get us out of here. I'll be back in 12 minutes and 61 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, doesn't that nail it? What have I said for, I don't know, 3.5 years on the radio? Those that don't know history. Oh, wow, the X-Men? Doomed to repeat it, ladies and gentlemen. And Jefferson said back in the day, 2 years before he died, as many of you know from TUSD, he died at July 4th, 1826. But in a letter he wrote, Jefferson actually nailed it. He had seen, of course, he walked out of the White House in 1804. Jefferson said, "I think myself that we have more machinery of government than is necessary. Too many parasites living on the labor of the industrious. Government big enough to supply everything you need is big enough to take everything you have. The course of history, who cares about history, right? The course of history shows that as a government grows, liberty decreases. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with a change of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Gee, I don't know.
Who are the criminals, ladies and gentlemen?
I think we did this once before. Who's the criminal? Somebody who hides the Jews in their attic? Or someone that came to look for the Jews? Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Get us out of here. We got somebody actually going to teach us. What's this from? About 1964? John Couch going to nail this again. That's right, live Inspection Auto Works studio, where we actually can talk about kids that never got spanked. I'll probably end up in timeout. They'll probably take me off the air or something because I talk about spanking, right? Oh, my. I'll probably walk outside and CPS will be up. CPS? Is that right? CPS? Be outside going, oh, Sean, you can't talk about spanking. Oh, can't talk about common sense and logic anymore. The news won't talk about it. Nobody will talk about it. Imagine I had my imaginary school, right? Me and some friends of mine are talking about Sean opens an imaginary school. Like this machinery-moving, rigging, blue-collar jackass on the radio has his own imaginary school. And kids come in there, kind of like when I was in third grade, they didn't even have to call my dad. When I was in third grade and I acted like a little jackass anarchist, you know what I got? I got walked into the principal's office. Oh, I thought I had my paint stick in here, right? I was going to show you how it went. It was like a 5 gallon, it's like a paint stick, you know, stir your 5 gallon paint bucket. Principal had like a paint stick looking thing. Walked in there, grabbed that bar, wham! Oh, God. Well, I don't know. What was it, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, you guys ought to tell me. Those of you that had kids in school, when did you start to say to the school, oh, not my Johnny. My Johnny's an angel. My Johnny's perfect. You can't spank my kid in school. I'll tell you, right up to the day I walked out of Grant County High School in Moab, Utah, I was subjected to normal disciplinary activities in that school. Many of you have heard it. I told you about my vice principal. And I'll tell you one thing my old man wouldn't do is walk into that school and tell them that they were out of line when they disciplined me. We've gone completely, utterly bat crap crazy. We're not ever going to have a normal school system again unless you're in even a charter school probably can't advocate keeping kids in line. Christian schools can. I'll tell you, you're in a Catholic school. The nuns are not going to put up with crap like I did. Well, they'll put up with it once, and then you go in there and you get your hand smacked. I mean, are we done? Do we even need to waste our time sending kids into these public mind-washing camps anymore if they can't keep some semblance of keeping the kids in their freaking chairs and learning something like addition, multiplication, division? I mean, God forbid, maybe algebra. God forbid you teach in my imaginary school. I mean, my imaginary school has one of the most important things of all. It's geography. If you're going to send my friends all across the globe to, I don't know, bang people's doors down, would it be nice if I could actually walk out on the street in Tucson, Arizona, and ask people, where's Syria? And show them a globe. That's about, I don't know, we're talking about 2 out of 100 could find it on a globe if it weren't named. We're about to go into a land war with some place called China or Iraq. Can you find it on the globe? We might be at about 4 out of 100. If you don't know geography, ladies and gentlemen, how do you know where your troops are at? Or your friends, your soldiers? Your mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, sons and daughters are out. If you don't know geography, you don't know history, you don't know any of this crap, how do you actually be a decent citizen and actually vote for these people to do this to you? When they're stealing your freaking blind every time they walk into one of these state capitals and give you a $32 tax on that vehicle that you thought was yours? When they decide that, you know, and even though, oh, we all have a right to keep and bear arms, right? And yet every single session of these psychopathic bastards walk in there and just do a little bit of regulation, just a little bit, even though it says shall not be infringed. John, get us out just one second. This guy has basically got what I say about these psychopaths. Live in the Facts.org studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. That's my mom talking to me. Happy birthday tomorrow, mother. As you guys know, music is a massive part of my life. That's exactly right. You will find heaven right here, ladies and gentlemen. It's the way you live your life. It's the way you feel every single morning when you get up. You got your family. You got some sort of faith, right? Oh, man. Just remember what Mama said, right? Go back to what Mom said. That's the easiest way to live life. That's the way I'm living right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to back up. And I know. It's like, hey, Sean, you missed something. Yeah, it's Matthew 21:12, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually 21:13. It is written, Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen, as these people, on Memorial Day, of all the days, they decided to go in there and give themselves a big old raise. Mark, how are you today, young man? How you been, young man?
Hey, pretty Sorry, good. Man. I heard you say, you know, mind-washing government camps.
The little government mind laundries, I like to call them. Right. The mind laundry.
Mm-hmm. And since you brought up Bible verses, or scriptural verses, I wanted to remind you about one in 1 Thessalonians, or as Donald Trump would say, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, where Paul is talking about the end times, where he says, now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying peace and safety and security. Destruction will come on them suddenly as the labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. And anyway,
wow.
When they saw the same type of prophecy by Jeremiah, when Jeremiah was prophesying about the fall of Jerusalem. And of course it happened. And nobody escaped. But and I wanted to point out Hugo Chavez of Venezuela.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. He came into power. He was elected.
So was not
like a lot of these.
So was Hitler, guys. So yep. was Hitler. Uh-huh. So was Woodrow Wilson.
Yep. And so was Federal Deficit Roosevelt. Anyway.
Nice job. I hope you taught that in school. Federal Deficit Roosevelt. I love it, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. God, let's get you back in a school, Mark. Sorry. Got about 25 yeah. seconds, sir.
Okay. Well, anyway, they couldn't get rid of him. And he drove the shining pearl of Central America, South America, to its destruction.
To its knees.
What it is now.
To its knees, ladies and yep. gentlemen. Where does communism come from? Where does socialism come from? Generally speaking, ladies and gentlemen, it comes from the inside. It's like cancer. I don't like cancer. Mark, I appreciate your call, young man. Those of you that walk out in the world, please stay tuned. Maurice is coming in live. Don't hit, don't steal. It seems real simple if you're me. Practice the golden rule. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Maurice is coming in. Jeff Prather after him. Yeah, KBY The Voice, trusted local news and talk from this crazy guy. We'll see you next week at 1 o'clock on Brush Fires of Freedom. Thank you for your valuable time. I really do appreciate it.